Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shortly after the Senate passed the bipartisan $1 trillion plus infrastructure bill, the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint. The next big spending package pushed by Democrats include more money for education, health care, climate change, and other provisions without a single GOP support. The party line vote, 50-49, came just before 4 a.m. Eastern Wednesday morning. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. The Taliban seized three more provisional capitals in Afghanistan and a local army headquarters in a blitz across the country's northeast, officials said Wednesday. With the insurgents now controlling some two-thirds of the nation, the United States and NATO finalized their withdrawal after decades of war. Kabul itself has not been directly attacked. The speed of the Taliban victory raises questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control of its countryside. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A former college instructor, 47-year-old Gary Stephen Maynard, a Santa Clara University and Sonoma State University instructor, has been arrested and charged with starting a fire in Northern California near the massive Dixie Fire, according to the criminal complaint. He's charged with willfully starting the ranch fire from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of California. An affidavit supporting the arrest warrant also detailed movements that could link him to other fires. Tonight's the night to be stargazing. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
This evening into the early morning hours of Thursday is the peak time for the Perseid meteor showers. Brian Thompson is with AccuWeather.
As we get to the peak here, we could be looking at 60 to as many as 100 meteors per hour for a brief period of time. Won't be like that all the time. And the best way to view these, obviously, is to get as far away from city lights as possible. That's how you can kind of maximize your potential for seeing more meteors.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now that disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be stepping down amid his disgusting behavior and retaliation to sexual abuse whistleblowers, who will be taking Cuomo's place running the Empire State? It will be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who remained silent all throughout Cuomo's fall from grace. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, who will be a gubernatorial candidate, gives Fox News his opinion on the Lieutenant Governor, soon to be Governor.
First off, on the scandals, from one scandal to the next, Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant had nothing to say. She was silent. I saw it firsthand where it was an embrace of the intimidation, harassment, abuse that was Andrew Cuomo's claim to fame. And he believed that New York loves their emperor governors. He would rule by fear. And Kathy Hochul looked up to it. And she ended up ascending to lieutenant governor and now governor following it. And as far as the policies go, I don't expect when she takes office that she's going to be advocating for paying people less by the government so that they would return back to work. I don't expect her to repeal cashless bail and keep qualified immunity to help make sure that the handcuffs are on criminals as opposed to law enforcement.
Kathy Hochul will become the first woman to serve as governor of New York and will serve out the rest of Cuomo's term until the 2022 midterms. Cuomo will step down in a couple of weeks. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We have Pastor Rob Singleton going to join us in a few moments. We're going to talk about his new book, Overlight. He is a pastor to thousands and talks more than the surface issues surrounding the comparison culture and digs deeper to the underlying issues. Huh? Sometimes we're animals of nature that we just somehow want to get to the root cause. Well, Rob Singleton is here to help us get to that root cause and has some solutions for us to talk about as well. Pastor Rob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Overlight. Why overlight?
Well, because I think the quest to be liked and the quest to have followers and just be people pleasers has sort of gone on steroids in the last probably decade, and I think living in a social media world is
exactly
an age-old problem worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really has accelerated, hasn't it? I mean, just the system is set up that way. I mean, it's really conditioned us, if you think about it, and you're exactly right. This is something that's come upon us with such rapidity within, you know, the last decade. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I noticed something was wrong a long time ago. I mean, about 10 years ago, I loved technology. Don't get me wrong. I loved when all the things came down the pike, Facebook, Twitter, and all that. And I thought, what a great way to get the gospel out, mm-hmm. tell people about Jesus. I just, you know, me and some other pastors, we started noticing that something was wrong a while ago. Something really sold as a good thing. And it is. There's a lot of good things. You know, stay in touch with family, mm-hmm. those closest to you, never have to be alone, constantly plugged in. But a few years ago, yeah, we started seeing cracks in this great offering of social media and more friends and all that, and started seeing there was more damage. It's kind of having the opposite effect of what it was billed as.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it ends up controlling us, and we're not controlling it. It's controlling us. I mean, you're constantly checking your Facebook. You know, do they like me? Does somebody make a negative response? Am I getting canceled? Am I canceling some? I mean, it is amazing, you know, and what it's done, because, you know, we become that which we think on. Instead of doing what God's called us to do, to daily renew our mind, well, what are you going to renew your mind on? You know, you're going to renew your mind. So are you going to do it for things that are good or things that are evil, right?
Right. You know, it's funny. I'm reminded of this temptation. And listen, people that are in ministry are not exempt. Even when you introduced me, you said, Pastor Rob Singleton, pastor to thousands. And, you know, I used to be in North Carolina, and we've got thousands online. But the pandemic has made it so that, you know, only about a third of our church even comes anymore physically. And if I was getting all my self-esteem and self-worth from that, it would be pretty low right now.
No, you're exactly. No, I appreciate that, and appreciate the vulnerability. And you know, because the thing is that where do we get our identity? Jeff Kemp and I, the former QB, NFL quarterback, we were talking about, you know, identity. If we're looking for identity coming from the culture, Lord have mercy, are we in trouble? And this is what this social media platform is conditioning our kids and even ourselves to look to, you know, social media to determine our identity as opposed to going to the Father who says, hey, Rob, you know, you're my guy. This is the way I designed you. I mean, I designed you with these special attributes. Now, you may lose sight of that from time to time, but you know what? I'm always here. And that deal that I have with you that I instituted, the very moment that I started weaving you in your mother's womb, I want you to know that deal is still on. It ain't over.
Well, you sound like you've read the book. That's exactly what I say in there. This problem is in Genesis 1.
Yes.
I mean, Adam and Eve, they literally fell victim to wanting to be liked. And listen, it's not a threshold. You know, I mean, that's a weird title. It's not a real word over likes. Hopefully it'll become one, but it's not a threshold. It's not, you know, like, what is over liked? 1,000 likes? 10,000? No, it's not an amount. It's a shifting of a mindset from,
exactly,
you know, worshiping yourself. And once you shift that to, hey, it's all about me, you're over liked.
Yes. No, you're exactly right, and I'm glad you put it in that context, because that's really what it comes down to, is that, you know, and then it becomes, it comes to a point that it's ruling us instead of us ruling it. And, you know, in God's intent, with all that has been created, he did call us to rule over it, right? Over everything on this earth?
Oh, absolutely. And
right.
You said something, and I wish more people picked up on this. I'm not... You know, it's funny. I look at this. There's this guy that reviewed the book early on, and he's what's called a Hall of Fame reviewer. I didn't even know those things existed.
I didn't either. I didn't know that they existed. Hey, maybe I could be a Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame radio reviewer or something. I don't know. But go ahead.
Well, I think you're much more in the Hall of Fame than this guy is. He just reviews a lot of books, and it says. I love his line, though. It said, this book isn't about anti-technology. It's pro-authenticity. And I thought, wow, he really gets it. I'm not against – I don't want people to think, oh, you picked this up and here's a Bible thumper saying, you know, go live in a cave and get rid of everything technology. We couldn't even be having this interview right now if we were against technology. Mm-hmm. It's just what you said. It has started to rule and control us. We're not controlling it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I remember as a kid, I think I was 7 years old, going to school. I'm on a bus. And it was on a good bus. It wasn't one, you know, controlled by the government. It was just a bus, a public transportation that was taking me to school. And they had signs, you know, throughout the bus. And one in particular grabbed a hold of me even at 7. And it was so profound for me. I said, there is something hugely significant that has stayed with me ever since. William Shakespeare, to thine own self be true. And that has always been something that I've pondered on, and in terms of identity and being true to yourself and understanding who you are and what you're being true to, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, this is such a sad reflection on our culture, because the first thing I thought of when you said Shakespeare and 7 years old is most 7 year olds couldn't read that sign. Today.
Well, I was, let me tell you, I was manhandled by nuns, and we learned quick, and we actually learned math and phonics and all that good stuff, not the kind of government math that they're trying to thrust upon the kids today. I mean, the government, their ability to count is incredible. I mean, so much so that they just keep adding debt, you know, because they don't count very well. They don't count votes very well, and they don't count money very well. So what can I tell you?
Yeah, once you get a trillion in front, that's all that we're hearing now.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be billions, right? It was Senator Dickerson who said, hey, you know, a billion here, a billion there. Before you know it, you're talking about lots of money. Now, that's we could only hope for billions anymore. It's got to be 12 zeros at least, or it's just not worth talking about. Well, we're talking with Pastor Rob Singleton. His new book, Overliked. Well, I'll tell you, this is really bringing up some issues and some things that we need to, consider. In terms of what we're doing, are we controlling it or is it controlling us? And we've got some great personal stories to share with you on the other side of the break, so stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, I'll grant you, maybe a little bit ornery. My mother loved me that way. Yeah, only sometimes, let me tell you. Pastor Rob Singleton continues with us. Yeah, we were just reminiscing and realized, you know, and I knew this. I had it in my notes, and he reminded me, oh, hey, you know, we talked about 10 months ago when the COVID outbreak had come out, and one of the few pastors and churches in Colorado that actually believed in God and believed that God would be their shield and, you know, and continued to exercise constitutional right, you know, freedom of religion. And we kept the church open. And, you know, the sad thing about that, Rob, is that too many churches across the country became a conforming church as opposed to a believing church. They decided to conform to the culture, conform to the pressures of the government, as opposed to, you know, conforming to what God has said. I mean, this is God's ordained church. Jesus said that even the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Well, if the gates of hell could not prevail against Jesus' church, do you think COVID has any power at all over, you know, Christ's church?
No, I don't. But listen, the church nationally and even worldwide has taken a hit. I mean, I think this really cowardly, and I know that's a strong word, but this fearful backing down and being more obedient to the government than to God himself has cost a lot of churches. I don't remember where I read the poll. I think it might have been Barna, but one-fifth of evangelical churches didn't make it. They're gone. Right.
Yes, exactly.
After COVID. So it's pretty serious.
You see, and what you're saying here, Rob, I think is a clarion call. Because, you know, God has said, you know, he wants to talk to those who are called by his name. So if you considered yourself to be called by his name, it's time to ascend. You know, seasons and times, God knew this was going to happen. And I believe the shaking that's happening right now that Jonathan Kahn has spoken of is that it's an opportunity for us to ascend to God and say, okay, Lord, you know what's going on. What are we supposed to be doing? How are we supposed to align with you and be in unity with the Holy Trinity and affecting your will on this planet right now? Because on the surface, there's lots of chaos and people are looking for peace. And here it is. Your church is your instrument and your shepherds, your leaders are the ones that are to get the marching orders from God. And, you know, the call is, and I agree with you, is that we need to come to God. We need to come into the presence of a holy, almighty God who knows exactly what needs to be done. And we need to follow his orders, so that we can be that difference that people need to see right now, and that souls can be healed, because that's what we're in the business for. We're into healing souls, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I look at this, I was just talking to some pastors, you know, here recently. I've got a good friend of mine that just lost his church, and he's trying to go out there and find out how he can balance this and walk a thin line. And I think, you know, part of the reason you lost your church is because you were trying to balance it and walk a thin line.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People right now, it's funny, there are a lot of seeker churches and a lot of entertainment churches were very popular before this started. Mm-hmm. And those are the first to go, because right. People right now, I mean, they've been confronted. Every family's been touched by this. Mm-hmm. With how short life is and how vulnerable life is. So now those that are coming back to church, they're saying, give me the truth.
Exactly.
I can't get the truth anywhere. Preach mm-hmm. the word of God. Stop Amen. The gimmicks and just yeah. tell me the truth.
Well, it's like you said at the very beginning, it's win-win. When you are in faith and Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you win no matter what. You know, if God decides that you need to stay here on this earthly plane and be a conqueror of COVID and any other disease that might come your way, then God bless you. You are in the Father's will. If he decides to take you home and you're on streets of gold having a good time waiting for the rest of us to join you, hey, you're still on the winning team and you're there. So either way, you win. And that's what you said, you know, in the very opening of all this. And we need to embrace that, because that's not, you know, Rob, that's not your opinion. You know, this is what God has said very clearly to us, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, and if you really find that as the anchor of your soul, you'll find joy even in this storm.
Exactly.
I see too many Christians right now that, I mean, they've got anything but joy. They're living by fear, and, you know, they're clinging and white-knuckling, holding on to this world so tight. And it's exactly what you said. This place is not our home.
Yeah.
And if you really cling to this, you want a lack of joy. That's a great recipe for it.
Amen. Amen. Hey, let's talk about some personal stories that you mentioned. We started to touch on some in your new book, Over Light.
Well, I mean, when I think about what brought this on, it's not a fun one to tell. It you know, it can still bring up some pain and embarrassment to this day. We started a church, my wife and I, in our living room probably more than 25 years ago, and and it grew from about 8 people to several thousand in different campuses. Wow. And I was really seeing the Lord do incredible stuff in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. 6,000 people give their lives to Christ. But what happened was when a lot of this social media came, and, you know, one of my favorite characters in the Bible is King David. I love how he lives from the heart. The greatest contrast to him lived at the same time was King Saul, who was a narcissist. And I'm watching this, and I preached through the whole life of David. It took about 20 weeks to go through that series. And what happened was when social media came and other churches came to town and really grew, I got caught in an age-old trap myself, even as a pastor, and started competing, you know, started wondering why we weren't growing as much as this church, started worrying about things I said on social media, started positioning myself. And you know, I kind of woke up one day and realized, as a pastor, I preach against this stuff, and now I'm doing it.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, this is how powerful it is. I was ashamed. I was, you know, honestly, this book has been in the works for much more than a decade because I, you know, I saw what it did to my own life, and I thought, I wake up, I try to wake up every day and spend time in the Word of God and in prayer, and He's my best friend. I press into Jesus every day, and yet it happened to me.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is a much bigger problem. I think the reason it's such a big problem is because most people laugh at it and think it's not a problem.
Exactly.
It's no big deal.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. The evil one is so deceiving, and it's so simple, you know, because we get caught into it. And so you leave North Carolina, God replants you into Colorado, and here we are. Taking all the lessons and now sharing, you know, what you learned and what you experienced in Over Light. What about some exercises? What are some, you know, exercises that you found that have been very effective in, you know, balancing your life to where you're checking yourself before, as my friend would say, before you're wrecking yourself?
Yeah, I like that. You know, I even put together some quick things, and the thing I wanted to do, because sometimes you don't have a lot of time. Sometimes you don't have 20 minutes to do an interview, or people sit down and listen to a 40-minute sermon. So I put out a couple things, knowing that most people are going to spend hours a day on social media. Two real quick things I've got is, one is 3 decisions you can make today to protect your mental health mm-hmm. when engaging in social media. And I'll give you those. They're mm-hmm. super quick.
Yes.
One of them is turn off notifications.
Right.
That's, you know, that little bell, that flash, that little ding that is, you know, like Pavlov's dog when that.
Yes, exactly.
Off you.
Yeah. Yes.
So, turn them off.
Right.
You know, and I know for some people that's like getting off narcotics. It's so hard. Well, rip the Band-Aid off and turn the thing on. Go cold turkey for a while. So that's one thing you can do super quick. Another one is, believe it, this is embarrassing to say, but it's an epidemic. Stop sleeping with your smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
People are taking it to bed, wearing earphones, listening to stuff, staying up at 3 in the morning. I'm thinking it's a terrible partner for you to sleep.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Stop bringing your phone to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The third thing that's real easy is, you know, we're in the middle of 21 days of prayer and fasting.
20 seconds left. Go ahead.
All right. So go on an analog or digital fast. I mean, just take about 21 days. It won't kill you. Take 7 days or even take 3 and just put all social media away and watch how it refreshes your soul.
Well, there it is. The book is Over-Liked. Linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Pastor Rob Singleton.
You worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shortly after the Senate passed the bipartisan $1 trillion plus infrastructure bill, the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint. The next big spending package pushed by Democrats include more money for education, health care, climate change, and other provisions without a single GOP support. The party line vote, 50-49, came just before 4 a.m. Eastern Wednesday morning. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. The Taliban seized three more provisional capitals in Afghanistan and a local army headquarters in a blitz across the country's northeast, officials said Wednesday. With the insurgents now controlling some two-thirds of the nation, the United States and NATO finalized their withdrawal after decades of war. Kabul itself has not been directly attacked. The speed of the Taliban victory raises questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control of its countryside. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're going to be talking about back-to-school tech tools and tips. From the geekiest tech supplies to the coolest online shopping sites and deals, the one and only, yes, Jessica Naziri is with us. She's the chic geek and one of the top women in tech, and it's an honor to have her with us. Jessica, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much for that intro. I like it. Thank you.
Well, we've got lots to talk about, from the hottest buys, hottest back-to-school tech buys for this year, online shopping for the tech-obsessed, must-have tech gear and essentials, and the best back-to-school tech buys for a successful student, plus much more. And as families are gearing up for one of the strongest back-to-school shopping seasons in the last 5 years, you're here to empower them so that they have all the 911 and all the best deals and the best tech available, right?
Exactly. Back to school is here. Remote learning is in full effect. And it's made, you know, tech a must-have for students of all ages. You want to make sure you have the right equipment and that you're set up for success. So today I partnered up with a few tech brands to help you find something special for students of all ages. Let's get into it. First on the list, we have AVerMedia. Mm-hmm. They have all the video and audio tech you need. We're going to get a little technical. The PW513 4K and PW315 1080p webcam are certified for Zoom, have an ultra-wide 94-degree field of view to capture students, teachers, and content in one frame, which is really important. The PW310p HD webcam with autofocus. This makes sure you always look your best, even in a low-light environment. And the AS311 speaker phones offer hands-free communication that actually reduces background noises. So you can shop for all these products on Amazon and look for back-to-school deals. And you can check them out at avermedia.com. On to my next pick. It's from Razer. If you're sitting long hours like I am, Razer has this sleek and ergonomic Itcher chair. I'm sitting on it right now. I have been for the past 3 hours. It has an adjustable lumbar curve, and it keeps posture perfect. I have a bad back, so this is super comfortable for those really long study sessions, and really great for gamers and gaming breaks. And then also, Razer, they have a new powerful, compact, and portable laptop. It's called the Razer Blade 15, and it features NVIDIA's GeForce RTX technology, a dedicated GPU for faster speeds in dozens of STEM apps, and has an 11th-gen Intel Core 8 series processor for really great power. This thing is fast and powerful. And for that, you can go to Razer.com and use the code BACKTOSCHOOL for up to 20% off select gear.
Well, I'm like you. I like that chair. That Razer chair looks awesome.
Yes.
And I'm looking for a new studio chair. I may have to go in that direction.
Well, there we go. Good, good, good. Okay, now here's something else I want to say. Now, we're buying a lot right now. You know, we want to make sure everyone's set up for success. And another thing is, with all this technology, we've been looking and staring at screens so much more. I know I have. I hand my phone off to my son just so I have a little bit of time to myself. But the truth is, it's not always great. So there's a new app called Screen Zen, and it can help use our phones less to be with our families more. It's got positive vibes and focuses on being aware and intentional about how we're using our phones. So families can use this app to spend more time together offline. I've been using it, and it's incredible to see how much time, you know, I get away from my phone and kind of, like, spend with family and see how the great outdoors. And then this app is in the app store. It's called Screen Zen, and it's for Apple.
Now, how does that work for you, Jessica? Give me a little bit more detail on it.
Yeah, so it's really great because it helps you focus. And, you know, it tells you, like, you spent this much time on your phone. Maybe now you should take a break. And it really gamifies the system. Oh, yeah. It has an interface. And, again, like, my screen time during the pandemic has been up 2 hours. With this app, I'm aware of, like, where I'm spending my time, which app, how long. And I highly recommend this if you're also addicted to your phone or even your kids. For them especially, you want to keep track. Mm-hmm.
Well, and like you say, sometimes you don't even realize how attached to the screen that you've become. And reminders like this are just awesome. I think this is a great idea. Anytime we can promote, you know, family time and, you know, time together and away from these, you know, these handheld devices that are capturing our attention. I think one of the sad things, you know, when you go out to restaurants today and you see a family of four, everybody's on their phone. Nobody's talking at the table.
You know, you make such a valid point. It's so true. It's so true. So they call these kids digital natives because they're native to technology. They know exactly how to use it. My 2-year-old knows how to use my iPhone better than me. I joke, like, you know, I don't know who taught him this, but he knows which buttons to push to skip ads and how the phone works. And anytime I bring up the phone to his face, he takes a picture. He says, cheese. And it's just so interesting because it has control. And to be aware is really, really appreciated.
It's pretty scary. 3 years old and already that aware, huh?
Yeah, he's taking after his mother, his tech-savvy mother. That's not his father.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. Well, all this tech stuff that, you know, comes into the household for you to beta test and check out and review, you know, it must be like Christmas every day there at the Naziri household.
Exactly, exactly. You hit it on the head. Yes, I'm trying a new product every single day. And it's fun, and it's great to tell people what's worth the dollar and what they can just throw out and not waste their money on.
Jessica, anything else that that's on your radar that's becoming your favorite item in terms of technology and, as you say, you know, making the most of these, you know, back to school season? You know, we're trying to catch up.
Yeah.
We've lost a little bit of time, right? So we've got to make the most of this time coming back.
Yeah. So speaking of time, I'm actually holding my my watch right now. I'm trying out a new smartwatch. It's by Sagan. It's called a Hybrid HR, and it's a hybrid smartwatch. So it doesn't have all the bells and whistles that most smartwatches do, but instead it gives you the information you need. So it pings you whenever you have a text message or a call, but you can't pick it up on your wrist. Instead, it's a notification. So that way you're not always looking at your phone. It also monitors your heart rate. It tells you about how much you walk, and it has a GPS. So this has really, really great notifications, but is not looking like a smartphone on your wrist. It's really beautiful. I have rose gold on. It's called the Sagan Smart HR. HR smartwatch. And I love this watch that I'm trying out. And I think that's really great for students, too. So instead of having to look at their phone all day, they can look on their wrist if there's an important call coming in, and they can see who it is.
Well, now you know why everybody talks about the Chic Geek. One of the top women in tech, Jessica Naziri, has been with us. Jessica, we got 2 minutes left. Review the main points that we just shared with the audience, and then tell them where they can go for more information.
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked about the Aver Media. They have all the video and audio tech you need. And then we have the Razer, really comfortable ergonomic Isker chair, as well as their new powerful Razer Blade 15. And we also talked about the app ScreenZen, and you can download that in the App Store and check out avermedia.com, razer.com. And for everything that I talked about, I know we talked about a lot, you can go to my website, tech-co, and follow me at Jessica Naziri for everything I mentioned and daily reviews.
Jessica, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
You're have a great one.
Wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage, or turn a piece of property into
into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And with us right now is Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's leading a 24-state coalition in support of Mississippi's law that bans abortions after 15 weeks, except in medical emergencies. Attorney General, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
Well, this is an important issue. We're talking Roe v. Wade and an argument that has been out there. I mean, and this is all based on the truth. And I tell people all the time, Attorney General, that, you know, the truth does not go away easily, does it?
No. And I think that's why we have such a large coalition. I think maybe the largest coalition of states ever coming back to challenge the very existence of this made-up judicial legislation from 1972, Roe v. Wade.
Is this just, you know, the confluence of modern technology? You've got, you know, what are we, since 1973, you have all these experiences of women and now a growing number of men who have participated in abortions in one form or another. And, you know, one of the things I hear continually is they lied to us.
Yeah, I think it's two things. The fact that modern technology allows these babies to survive at younger ages. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, the court's jurisprudence constantly changing, which is odd since this is a constitutional right. The fact that they're in each case that they've decided differently and continue to change, they kind of go at the very heart of their argument, which is if this is really a constitutional right, why does it have no history, mm-hmm. and why is it that it constantly changes?
Well, and why is there not a congressional vote?
Well, no, absolutely. This is something that should be decided actually by the state. It was controlled by the states. There's nothing mm-hmm. that says this is a federal issue, and if it's not specifically granted to the federal government, it's a state issue. So if, you know, if Massachusetts wants to allow abortions, mean, I may not like it, but if I'm a citizen there, I have a right to elect legislators who want to, who can change that. And if Texas decides they don't want abortion, we should be able to, make that decision.
Why the 15 weeks? I mean, we've been seeing, you know, started at 21 and now we're at 15 weeks. Why did the states settle on the 15-week line of demarcation?
So this is a Mississippi law, and my understanding is that it was based on pain and studies showing that unborn children at 15 weeks can feel pain. And so it's designed, I think the legislature in Mississippi designed this to protect these unborn babies from feeling any kind of pain. The Fifth Circuit came back and said, no, we can't allow this because the Casey, which is the new law on abortion, I guess, basically said that it's viability. And so viability and pain are very different standards. And of course, you know, the court will either make up something new or they'll get rid of this jurisprudence that was made up from the beginning.
Well, your amicus brief in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization argues that Roe v. Wade should be overturned because it has no basis in the Constitution, which you just mentioned. But the additional fact is that this has led to confusion in the courts, has it not?
It's led to confusion everywhere. Nobody knows what the law is because every time a new case goes up, Supreme Court gives us a different standard or some nuance to that standard, or they sometimes go back and forth. The different circuits have different rulings and different decisions. Each state, you know, we're all dealing with moving targets no matter what your belief on abortion. It's clearly not easy to determine what the law is at any given time. So it's hard to regulate abortion because nobody really knows what the law is day to day.
It seems to be the order of the day. I mean, whether we're talking about dealing with a pandemic or illegal immigration, it all seems to be very dynamic these days, does it not? Which, you know, the law is supposed to be settled so you know what the rules of play are, right?
That is a huge problem in our country, and it's definitely, you know, the left-leaning people in power don't like following the rules that are established by a representative democracy, right? Making their own rules and telling us what they are and controlling us that way. And the problem is then none of us really know what the laws are except for them on the day that they tell you what the law is. That's why everything's, you know, up for grabs and completely confusing to most people in this country.
Well, you would think that capriciousness would be an anathema to the law, wouldn't you?
Well, it absolutely is. It's not supposed to be that way. That's why we have a constitution, and it's not. And a constitution is not grounded in government-granted rights that change every day. It's granted, and according to the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson and others. These are God-given rights that the government can't take away from us.
Okay, we're grateful to have Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton here with us. He is leading a 24-state coalition in support of Mississippi's law that bans abortion after 15 weeks, except in medical emergencies. A.G. Paxton, you say states have every right to fight for the lives of unborn children, and scientific research has proven that babies in utero can survive with modern medicine months before what was considered viable.
That's exactly right. So these decisions that these justices have made outside of any law passed by any legislature, whether it's, you know, Congress, federal or state, they're not based on science. They're not based on, you know, whether a child can survive. They're not based on pain. They're based on what these justices have made up at the time. And if you go back and look at these decisions since 1972, they're constantly changing and none of them make sense. And they're not based on any previous laws. And they're not based on previous history. They're not based on science. They're not based on anything except whatever those nine justices at the time decide.
Well, and you say the federally enforced viability periods are a disservice to women's health and to the health of the unborn child.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the consideration here is ultimately what happens to these babies. I mean, their life has ended, and they should have rights as well. And that's an issue that often gets overlooked and not discussed, especially when you determine how some of these abortions occur and the tremendous, you know, pain that they have to go through when those procedures occur.
And, you know, we've had situations where Planned Parenthood has been selling baby parts. They get away with it. The gentleman who reports on it, Dave DeLeiden, ends up in jail. I mean, it's an upside down world that we're living in these days when it comes to the law.
And there's no doubt. We've had lawsuits over this related to the Planned Parenthood admitting that they're selling parts and organs. And it sounds, you know, something like out of Nazi Germany, but it's happening. It's very sad that we've allowed this type of horrific crime to occur to these unborn children.
Right. And then here we are being coerced and convinced that everybody should be vaccinated when the vaccines utilized, you know, aborted fetal tissue or cell strains. I'm not a scientist, but the fact of the matter that aborted fetal tissue in some form was utilized to affect these vaccines is problematic for people of faith and people that do not believe in abortion. And we find ourselves being thrown in the middle and coerced to get vaccinated with something that violates our conscience.
No, you're absolutely right. And people aren't discussing that enough. Why should anybody be forced or coerced or pushed to do something that's against their religious belief, which is, you know, basically harvesting fetal tissue from these aborted babies? It's awful.
Well, and the other thing too, Attorney General, that they're not talking about are the brutal abortion practices. You know, the women, you know, here we went through a phase of hashtag Women Lives Matter and all this important things about women, and yet they're so maltreated with these abortion practices, these botched abortion issues. I mean, you were reading there almost on a weekly basis, women being rushed to hospitals because of a botched abortion procedure. But those aren't even part of the discussion or the narrative these days.
Well, and we took a Texas law that tried to protect women, tried to make abortion clinics up to standards equal to other facilities that do surgery, and trying to put abortion facilities, if they're going to do it, they had to be within 30 miles of a hospital so that these women could be taken care of if something went wrong. Mm-hmm. That went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. It was struck down. I think it was 5-4, 6-3, and I'm like, are you kidding me? We were just literally trying to make sure that these women that were getting the same type of treatment, if they were going to get an abortion, we couldn't outlaw it. We just were trying to protect the women that had it.
Exactly. About 2 minutes left here. One final question regarding immigration and COVID. We're finding that a lot of illegal immigrants crossing the border are being shipped by military, plane, train, automobile into the interior of our country. Texas, of course, has been flooded with illegal immigrants. You know, some with COVID and this Delta variant that is spreading that everybody is up in arms about, except for the Biden administration that says, okay, just, you know, let them in. And here they are like human missiles of viral infection coming into our states.
You know, it's infuriating because they're preaching to us every day about wearing masks, about getting vaccinated. If you go out of the state as an American citizen, you try to come back in with COVID, they won't let you in. You cannot come back in.
Yes.
But yet, if you're here, you're being invited by the Biden administration to come here illegally, you know, we have the largest number of border crossings that we've ever had, and you're being invited. And yet, if you have COVID, if you're illegal, you're fine. You're allowed in, and we're going to transport you around the country and potentially expose people all around the country to new variants of COVID. How can that possibly be right for the American people?
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been with us. Thank you so much, Attorney General. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting waiting in long lines. The ambulance shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the ambulance shield. Find the ambulance shield at projectpillowtalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the ambulance shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. projectpillowtalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's projectpillowtalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the amulet shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Frustrated?